Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to talk a little bit about, the unreal world of Ukraine, and in particular, Zelensky's military capabilities, because I've got some interesting information to share with you. So stick around, and we're going to talk it through. It's all about how Zelensky is going to redefine defeat as victory. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. What? Yeah, you heard me right. So, guys, if you enjoy this, don't forget hit the like button, please, at the end of the stream. And if you want to support the work, all the stuff we do here every day for you, please consider maybe buying me a coffee. There's a link below if you want to do that, or dropping a pound or a dollar or a Bitcoin or a ruble or a gold bar into the donor box, link below as well. Right, let's get to it. So here's quite remarkable. This is, and the source for this, by the way, is CNN. Yeah, you heard me right, CNN. So this is the uber liberal CNN, the absolute shills for the Democrat Party, but they're saying something that's worth listening to. And they're saying that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky may have to redefine victory if he's going to be able to claim it, says CNN. What? Yeah. Apparently, the United States government does not believe in Ukraine's ability to return all of its territory, CNN writes, citing a survey of White House officials. Even with heavier and more advanced U.S. weapons, which they plan to supply to Kyiv, the publication clarifies, still not going to be able to return the conquered territories that Russia has gained in recent months. So hang on a second, but whoa. But if you're in the West, if you're in the UK, for example, every day we keep hearing about Ukraine, they're winning, they're beating the Russians. The Russians are being killed everywhere. Russian generals are being killed every day on the hour, every hour. Russian soldiers are—they're rebelling. They don't want to do it. No, it's all propaganda, psyops pushed through the media. And now this is an admission that the psyops doesn't, unfortunately for them, impact what's happening on the ground, which is Russia is winning. So Biden's advisors have now begun an internal discussion about how Zelensky should change his definition of Ukrainian quote-unquote victory, adjusted for the possibility of the irreversible reduction of his country. The mood has changed over the past few weeks as Ukraine struggled to repel Russia's offensive in the Donbass and suffered staggering losses in troops. Ukrainian forces are also burning their equipment and ammunition faster than the West can provide them. That source of that, Biden's advisors. So just think about that. So what they're saying is, I mean, they're saying it now, okay, behind closed doors, but they are saying that Russia has basically won. Russia's gained the territory that it's wanted. It's unfortunately, there've had to be staggering losses in Ukrainian soldiers. And also they're burning through the equipment and ammunition faster than the West can provide it. So it's basically a perfect storm that is, we've talked about here, folks, as you know, over the last couple of months. It was obvious from the beginning that Ukraine would not be able to withstand the Russian superior forces and tactics, especially in the Donbass, which is essentially the area that Putin needed to liberate from the terrorisms of the Ukrainians. So, you know, all of this is so predictable, so obvious. And it's been obvious for months. And yet, despite that, there's still a pretense. All you need to do today is go and have a skim through the British media and you'll find story after story about, oh, yeah, take that, Putin. We killed one of your generals. Take that, Putin. UK military shoots down a Russian helicopter. This is the most loathsome form of propaganda, because basically the West, and the UK in particular, propaganda-wise, are using these Ukrainian lives to score pathetic little points which actually mean nothing. And that's why the White House is sort of saying, yeah, we're going to have to redefine what a victory is, because he's not going to be able to declare victory in the normal sense of the word, because Ukraine's going to be a smaller country at the end of this than it was at the start of this. And that's right. That's absolutely right. Ukraine will be shrunk. Now, I think the West's happy about that. I don't think the West minds that. I think the UK and the US are good with that. So you're going to have it maybe truncated into about, I suppose, about 25% of its territory will have gone. And that will either be under full Russian control or the stewardship of Russia in those independent republics of Donetsk and Luhansk in Donbass. So those areas like are lost. They're permanently lost. So it's not really a victory then, Vladimir, is it? The correct word for it is a defeat. But it's a defeat that doesn't suit the narrative. So what they're going to probably turn around and saying is, oh, yeah, well, we've got the Russians cornered now in the Donbass. So, you know, we got them cornered in the Donbass. So we will continue to have this kind of, Syrian-type internecine war that can run on for years. And Zelensky can virtue signal all he wants, even though he has presided over the loss of a significant section of his country and millions of Ukrainians who will no longer be under his jurisdiction. That's his achievement. Does that sound like victory to you, my friend? Or does that sound to you like it sounds to me as a resounding defeat for Zelensky and for his ineptitude, the ineptitude of the political class in Ukraine and the wickedness of the class, the NATO class in the West, who essentially are fighting to the last Ukrainian soldier, fighting Russia to the last Ukrainian soldier. Problem is, they're running out of Ukrainian soldiers. So they can send all the weapons they want. They can keep this thing going. All it's going to mean is more dead Ukrainians and a further consolidation for Putin. That's not victory. You're going to struggle to redefine victory, my friends, in that scenario. Thanks for listening.